When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music. And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to The Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. I never host the show alone. I want to welcome everyone and also welcome my co-host, Nicole Martin.
Hey.
Karishma. Hey.
Hello, hello, ladies.
How are you, ladies? Happy Monday. Happy
yes.
Monday. We have an awesome topic tonight, sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going
to get into the depths and dynamic of being a sugar daddy and how sugar babies survive with the sugar daddy. What are your thoughts, ladies? This is a very interesting, it's actually a line of work.
Yeah.
No, yes, it's very interesting. And it's actually, it's crazy how nowadays there's such a variety of
so many dynamics,
isn't
it? Sugar
babies, relationships, yes.
There are, and I didn't want to say relationships because I was just like, isn't it just like a transaction? But it's actually a relationship as I researched. And callers, you can tune in. Give us a call, 347-539-5729. It's actually a relationship.
It is.
Right.
It is a relationship between two people. Sometimes, there's so many different varieties that I just can't get over. I was researching a lot of different things. What did you ladies find most interesting about the sugar daddies, sugar babies relationship?
I found it interesting that you actually can negotiate an allowance. I was like, wow, you even have a negotiation power? So that was really, really interesting to me, that there's room for negotiation on the allowance that you get and how you get it, whether it's weekly, biweekly, or monthly, or do you want them to pay off a certain bill, or do you want it in cash? So that just, like, blew my mind.
Right. It's not just the fact of, you know, a person dating someone with a lot of money being like, oh, you know, take me out, take me here, take me this. It's something that's like, I'm dating you because you have a lot of money. This is what's going to happen type of deal.
Exactly. I just want to know, what am I doing wrong? Very interesting. And ladies, here's a thought. What is exactly a sugar baby? For the listeners who don't know, is that someone that's younger than a sugar daddy or someone that's wet behind the ears? What exactly does that mean?
Well, sugar baby, I don't think they necessarily have to be younger. I think typically in situations, sometimes they tend to be. But it is just someone who is being supported by the sugar daddy. So it could be anyone.
Yeah.
It could be the sugar daddy. It could technically also be a woman or a man with a lot of money taking care of your baby. It would be anyone.
It's like in my day, sugar daddy, you know, so I see it's changed and it's evolved, is what I'm trying to say. Back in my day, sugar daddy typically meant someone that was older than you and pretty much kind of gross, too. Someone. I actually had a situation where I had kind of like a sugar daddy. I wasn't doing things for things, though, but he liked me a lot, and he was a lot older, and I found him to be pretty gross. But I benefited from him liking me to a certain extent. So, yeah, interesting. So
I think a sugar baby is someone that's on the receiving end of it. But
yeah.
Both, as I researched, both parties get a beneficial, it's a benefit for both parties. Like you're spending time with this person, and in exchange for the time and date that you spend with the person, they support you, whether
right,
financially. I've read in some cases it could be emotional support as well. Financial support is, and then you can, the negotiation part really like got my attention because you could negotiate with your sugar daddy on the amount of money. So like, I was just like, well, how do you negotiate? You say my time is
exactly. How do you do
is
that?
Is it $20 per hour? And then the question came up, like, what's the difference between a sugar baby and a prostitute? Is it legalized prostitution?
Right.
It is an exchange. You know, you do have, well, some of the relationships that I read about do have sex at some point.
I would think so, because they know sugar daddy's going to keep doing, you know, certain things without no benefits, just to sit around and look at you all day. It's not happening. So
we're
going to have to put out.
There's some stories where they don't have sex. They just want to have this hot sugar baby on their arm. So some of the benefits is not a sexual gratification type thing.
Exactly. There's so many varieties. I was reading about financial domination. Have you ladies heard of that?
No, I just see it.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, in the spirit of the whole BDSM culture, since, you know, 50 Shades of Grey just came out, I was reading about financial domination where men will relinquish their entire, you know, financial accounts and everything like that to women. And there's different forms of it. Like women can blackmail them or be like, this is how you're going to spend your money and this is what you do. And it is a more extreme version of that being a sugar daddy, because the men get a sexual satisfaction of the fact that a woman has complete control and can blackmail them with their money or treat them badly. So it's a very extreme version of being a sugar daddy, where it's not that the sugar daddy has all the power saying, okay, I'm paying for this and I'm taking you on vacation to the Bahamas, so you better be doing something for me. This is like the woman, the sugar baby, is like, no, I have control of all your money. This is what's going to happen. And that is what the men want, or, you know, women or whoever is part of the financial domination. And I was thinking, that is absolutely crazy. I'm learning about new things every day.
That is crazy. Like, you ain't telling me what to do, and we ain't even married, or what? Like, get the hell out of here. Take two seats. Like, really? Like, I don't know, but hey, you know, whatever makes your boat float, different things for different people, but I just have a hard time wrapping my head around that one, that I'm going to tell you what to do with your money, and you're going to be totally for it? Man, if I could do that, my life would be so much better right now.
That's what all my friends were saying. They were like,
come on.
Exactly. Everyone was like, wait a minute. Is this something that's real? Like, this actually happens? There's people out there who are just like, take all my money and I want, you know. Some men have said, I've read an article where some men will be like, I will go hungry to make sure that she's happy, and that turns them on.
Wow. No way.
Crazy.
But like,
well,
I can't even imagine.
Like I always say on every show, maybe there's a deeper issue with that. Like, how do you support yourself if you're giving all your money to someone else just to satisfy a need, or not even a need, a want? So just psychologically, something is not balanced in that point. Because you have to be able to, you know, support yourself, take care of yourself, your personal needs before you can, you know, and you're not even doing that. So how, and that's really an extreme case.
There are, you know, sugar daddies, sugar babies. I mean, you know, we've been reading a lot lately about Amber Rose and the whole feud between her and the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, technically, Amber Rose, you know, she has a whole personality on her own. But Kanye West, at some point, was her sugar daddy. You know, she used to be a stripper, and, you know, she was doing her own thing. But Kanye made her that celebrity that she is today. And then, you know, she ended up with Wiz Khalifa. So that is another form. It's like a more well-known
Kardashian, too. Mm-hmm. You could say Ray J made her.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Carisha.
Absolutely. Well,
Kanye West made lots of people sugar daddies.
Well, yeah, but Kim got a lot of nerve talking about anybody, in my opinion, because her come up, she wasn't a stripper, but her come up was sexual. So I'm looking at her like, you need to shut the hell up. So, you know, and her whole thing is, you know, sex sells for her. But, you know, as far as the Amber Rose thing, I'm just like, you know, that's crazy. And you girls, have you noticed how being a stripper is so much more glamorous now? It's more glamorified. It's cool. It's sexy. It's hot. And it's thanks to somebody like Amber Rose, where girls are actually saying, hey, maybe that could be me. I can get discovered in a strip club.
Well, that's
and that
what
could
I wanted
be
to
my
say.
Come
does
up.
This, mm-hmm. Yeah, does this open a door to teens everywhere as, you know, you don't have to go to college or work, or you could just get a sugar daddy to pay for your college? I mean, you know,
exactly.
Are we sending that message with these types of celebrities that co-sign with the lifestyle? Or do they care the responsibility that they're taking with the youth?
That's true. Good point. Hey, and somebody like Usher has a song out about it.
I don't mind.
I don't even mind. Like, you got your money. Go ahead and make that money. I got money. I can take care of us. But you go ahead, do your thing, and I'm proud of that. And I'm just, when I first heard that song, I was like, what? Wow.
I talked to
was like, ain't no way in hell I'm dating a stripper or be down for that or be proud of that. But I'm like, okay, so that's what I'm talking about, where it's just so much more glamorous now. Like, wow, you know, it's totally thought of differently. Where, and then you guys remember the Players Club, remember Diamond, and she, you know, she was stripping only to put herself through college, so we were very forgiving about that fact. Now, you know, it's just, it's crazy.
It's a lifestyle,
so,
and it's definitely in the But, you know, Antoine Banks on the show before, someone needs to paint the full picture. It's not the rappers throwing money at the strippers, the full picture of the total lifestyle. Because like, someone in that lifestyle, they only see one side of it. I'm sure that there is a flip side. So tell the truth about it. And if that's that person's choice, that's their personal choice at that point. But at least allow them to see the whole picture. I think glamorize, you know, diamonds or whatever. Or, you know, they're throwing the superstars sitting down and, you know, making these strippers baby moms or whatever. But that's not... You know, there's a factor that they're missing. You know, if they do go, you know, do the come up from the strip club and do have a baby by these rappers, what type of life does she really think she's mother material? You know what I'm saying? It's so many different aspects. And even with the sugar daddy, how far can you take that? I mean, who pays for your health care if something does happen? You know, because these people, because a lot of these people are meeting online, and I'm researching. Did you guys find that as well?
Yes, and there's websites and such for this type of thing that's going on.
SugarDaddy.com, there's many places to meet a sugar person or a sugar daddy. And then they get tips for sugar daddies, how to handle their sugar babies, and tips on how to ask for money from your sugar daddy. You know, have that those conversations.
Like, I can't even imagine. I guess because I'm just very prideful. I was raised, you know, especially my father taught me to always try to be independent, especially not to be dependent on a man. So, like, I would have a hard time asking my boyfriend for anything. Like, I can't even imagine asking... Even if you know, my boyfriend, whatever, like, hey, can you pay this bill? Hey, can you do this for me? I mean, going to dinner is one thing, but I don't know, paying my mortgage and we're not married. You know what I mean? It's really, really hard for me, and I can't fathom that. I just can't. It would be very difficult for me to do, especially now to take it to a different level and go to a website. You know, preying upon men who are willing to do this. I mean, how do you ladies feel about that?
I agree with you, Nicole, but I think there is that difference between, you know, those relationships where there are some women who are doing it to gain their independence and some women who end up being sugar babies as a lifestyle. So there are some women who are saying, okay, this is going to be a certain part of my life and I'm going to do this to, you know, get through school or just kind of this initial bump or maybe start my own business and then it's over. I'm just using this to gain my independence and this is only, you know, reason I feel like I can get, make it there. And then some women are, or, you know, some men also. There could be sugar mamas out there.
Absolutely.
Who are more like, this is just going to be my lifestyle, where I'm going to do this for as long as I can, maybe find one person and be their sugar baby forever, which ends up going, what happens when they get married? Do you still consider them a sugar baby? Because now it's that person's significant other. It's a family, right? It's crazy how there can be those different dynamics.
I would love to know the statistics of this, about how many women, you know, use this as a cushion to, like Karishma was saying, become independent or, you know, take their life to a different level.
And
how
they
able
take it
to
another level.
You know,
like, they get stuck.
Exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like being a prostitute and saying, well, I'm only going to do this for a year or two until I get on my feet. And then 20 years later, you're, like, watching Hookers on the Point. You're still out here on the corner, and it's 20 years later, you know, and nothing has changed for you. Nothing is
fantastic
different.
Fantastic
so, point. You know, I would love to know the statistics of how many women are successful in, you know, doing this and actually elevating their lifestyle and not being dependent forever on these men. Or, like Karishma was saying, it could be women, too. There's women out there who... Hey, come on, ladies. We got to talk about that side. There is a lot of women out here who love taking care of their men that would definitely support them financially and do whatever they need. Let them get out of their cars, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it definitely works both ways. So
no, it definitely works both ways. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be a big age difference. I feel like there are a lot of men out there who will find, you know, women who are the same age and say, ooh, you know, because she has a lot of money, she's going to take care of me. And they want to be in that role reversal where it's, I want to be taken care of. I just want to live a good life and relax and not have to worry about anything.
Hey, ladies, so do you think it's worse when a man does it versus a woman? Do you think it's a lot worse when a man is seeking a woman to specifically take care of him versus, you know, a woman seeking a man? Do you think that makes him less of a man or just, you know, a coward? Or how do you guys feel about that?
This question, we're going to go into the next song, which is a good song. It's Usher featuring Juicy J, I Don't Mind, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Yeah. Usher, baby. This for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole, that'll make you up. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, 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 your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Go handle your biz and get that money, 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 your money, money. You can take off your clothes, as long as you're coming home, girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. But shawty, you thinking them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these crowding around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby, who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club? I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole, that'll make you up, shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, 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 your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Don't handle your biz and get that money, 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 your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, as long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari. And when we get home, we have us our own private party, you know. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in the split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my b. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, don't miss that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gonna handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes.
Let's get it.
As long as you coming
yeah.
home.
What you see, Jay? I'm just trying to cut her up, trying to bust a nut, trying to take somebody, trying to two. Trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Put some hundreds on it, got out the club.
Yeah.
Lap dance for the first date. Better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Like the out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna dip, I just wanna see a strip. If you like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place. Blow her own gas, no Rolex. When we in the bed, she like the tell a friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That don't make you. I don't mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, cause I know you gotta make that money, money, money. Oh. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. What? Girl, go and do your biz. Make that money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, as long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
My new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus, she's no oblate, but I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'ma do it. Super speedy. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like. Yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I nigga ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worry about money. Decision making, only worry about stunning. She worry about me, her nigga worry about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like. From a mile away, Valentine and that be, it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says,
paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Barcelona.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left, more lesbian.
Got your beer, something new.
Yeah, what? She poppin' like.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like.
That's flash
often imitated but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Hi, this is Martha Wash, and when you want to listen to a station where it's always raining men, ladies, I listen to TheLoveZoneUSA.com, because they always have music, topics, and advice that appeals to the kind of man I enjoy being with. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Sutton, and we're getting back to our Sugar Daddy show. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday night, 8 to 10, with the Mike T Show with Mike T on TheLoveZoneUSA.com. Now, Nakom, you brought up an interesting question. Can you just rephrase the question so we can get back into it?
Yes, I wanted to know how you guys felt about a man going after a woman to take care of him. Do you think it's coward? Do you think he's like a man for doing so? Or do you think, he shouldn't be judged, just like a woman shouldn't be judged? I want to know you guys' perspective on that. Because, I'm sure as you guys were raised, most of us were raised that the man is the head of their household. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to hold down the woman, the family. So it solely depend on a woman, and I'm kind of thinking that this guy is not working. He's probably not doing much with himself, but totally depending on a woman. But I know there is men that probably they can work. I do realize that, and just have a woman to buy him nice things. Okay, I get that. But, when it's really out of pocket and she is, like, paying his bills and feeding him and cloning him, I mean, how do you guys feel about that? And what's, like, the boundaries for such? That's what I want to know.
I think it's different when a guy does it because, like, he's supposed to be, and I don't want to be sexist about it, he's supposed to be the provider if, that is your spouse or whatever, but if he's just in a relationship to get things and they're in an agreement to do that, you can't really knock it if that's what both parties are agreeing to do. It looks weird. It looks different because you're used to, provide the guy providing for the family. Right. But if they agree on those terms, they're both adults, to each his own. That's my opinion.
I get it where, the man has that sense of being the provider. But I think either way, I guess it's just a lifestyle choice. Because I understand, I guess sometimes everybody needs to be taken care of and everybody wants to just kind of be pampered and live the life. But I think everyone should have their independence, personally. I feel like it's good to make your own money, do your own thing. I think that's how I always was raised. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be pampered. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't want my man to buy me really nice gifts and, if he wants to be a sugar daddy for a while, I'm not going to say no to receiving nice things, but I will always have my independence. I don't think I could solely be dependent on someone.
Because anything could change.
Mm-hmm.
True. I mean, I've heard of situations where this is when people are usually in a bona fide relationship or they are married, and I've definitely seen it happen where a spouse may return to school, and the other spouse is totally holding down the household, paying the bills while this one
that's
spouse,
different.
That's
like a life.
Right,
life.
And then they flip, and, the other person gets their turn. So I get that. But like you said, that's different. But I guess I'm old-fashioned. I just, I don't know about like a woman totally taking care of a man. Now, please don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong, in my opinion, for a woman doing things for her man, buying things, whatever, helping him out, because I think everybody needs help. Even a man, you know, can need help, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But for a woman to solely support a man, I don't know, guys. Help me with this. And, I mean, you guys are kind of both saying, well, Charisma's kind of saying, okay, hey, write Charisma that it's okay. And Tanya, you're saying, you know, if that's what floats your boat. But I don't know. Like, well, he better be shoveling my sidewalks. He better be washing my cars. He better be, like, doing one hell of a handyman job in my house. Like, something, you know, you got to be doing some other stuff. Like,
I get where you're coming from with it, but some people want to take that, you know, like that dominant party in the relationship. That's what they want to take. And I feel like if that's what they're agreeing on, those terms, they're both adults and they're both in an agreement that they're going to, you know, have a relationship like that. If they're in agreement that she's going to be the breadwinner and he's going to be the receiver and he may not lift a finger to even walk out the door to get a paper, that's what she's signing up for.
Right.
It couldn't be for me, but, you know, that's what she's signing up for.
That must be one hell of a pain. That's all I'm going to say, because...
Well, maybe that's the benefit that, you know, we're not aware of. But sugar daddies and sugar babies, they create this lifestyle, and they actually, you know, negotiate terms, how they're going to see each other, even how they're going to communicate with each other, whether, like I said before, they get a monthly payment or a weekly payment or biweekly, or if they just get it in cash. Like, I would have a problem asking for money.
Right.
If I was in a sugar person relationship. Because I'm so independent. Like,
I'm so independent.
Like, for me to ask for money, she's I'll try to make things work within my
for somebody like you to hear, then we just work out the details up top. You know, we put it in a contract. You know, every whatever certain day of that month, you're gonna have a bankroll in your bank account. So you don't even have to talk about money. You just know at a certain point you're gonna have a certain amount of money in your account, and other things are gonna be done for you. So we just negotiate for you up front, and then we won't have to discuss money. I'm joking.
I don't know what type of skin that these people are, you know, cut out for. For me, it wouldn't be a situation that I could deal with. It just, I don't see me, because I'm so independent. I would just mad and angry.
Right, exactly.
And they, you know, want to fire me as a sugar baby. Right. Like, what am I going to do for the rest of, how am I going to pay my mortgage and my lavish lifestyle,
exactly.
Like the Wiz Khalifa and
Emma Rose,
they broke up. So what happens now?
And then let's go deeper. I mean, if this person has total control over your finances and paying your mortgage and all this other stuff, does he have total control over you, per se, as well?
Mm-hmm.
Your comings and goings, who you hang with, you know, things like that. So that's all I'm saying. It just seems like you are really, really giving up all of your control, all of your independence, and I just can't do that.
And like you're saying, there's a big difference
more than one sugar person, and I think they have relationships with more than one sugar person.
Girl, that is crazy. My head starts just thinking about dealing with one. What? I can't even imagine doing multiples. Really?
Yeah, I read the there's a site called sugardaddy.com. You sign up. You meet people.
That's so nice and easy. Just, you will need a sugar daddy, sugardaddy.com.
And one of the reviews was one girl was getting $3,000 a month.
Wow. What's the criteria? Is there, like, criteria to be a sugar baby? Do you have to look a certain way? I mean,
I'm thinking, like, from what I've seen on the site, you put your picture on, you tell, you know, what your size is. It's pretty much like modeling. It's, you know, your breasts, your body measurements and stuff like that. And it's
you, the person likes you, or you're their type, they'll contact you via email, and it goes from there. There, you go out on a date, you don't discuss what they say. One of the tips, don't discuss money on the first date. You just get to know the person. So, but if you have a sugar daddy and you kind of like him.
Right, you go out with him, fall in love with your sugar daddy, and then
what happens then? You have little real sugar babies. Like, what happens? How do you tell the story? Mommy and daddy met, you know, so it gets complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can happen to me, and it's just like catfish scenario. Like, you know, he could be a total sham. Like, so, you know, what happens if he's not who he says he is? You know, you run the risk of that happening any time you meet individuals through the internet, which is why I'm not always a fan of, you know, dating and all that other stuff, because you can be whoever the hell you want to be, and you can certainly lie about your financials, you know. But I can definitely take a man out and claim I'm, you know, all these things, and don't be none of those things. And, you know, if you're really good at manipulating, and if you have, you know, suave, how you can just, you know, go along, carry on with this for a minute. I mean, I'm sure you guys all see it happen. Like, at the end of the day, you know, somebody's dating somebody who they think they are, and 6 months later, it starts to unravel. Like, oh, my God, this person was nothing like he said. He didn't have the credentials he said he had. He doesn't have the job that I thought he had. The car he's driving is borrowed. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. So, I don't know. It just seems so risque, and I just think it's crazy that there's just, like, a website that, you know, it's very interesting to me.
And there's another website where they actually qualified the people to be on the site. So
that was my next question to you. Thank you.
I really researched.
I want to be a sugar mama. I want to be a sugar mama, and I want to go out with a couple of men, and I want to take care of them. So what do I have to do? I mean,
it's some type of verification that they do as far as, like, you know, checking salaries. I think it was over 200,000 to be on the special. I think it was the SeekingArrangement.com, I believe it is. Don't quote me. But yeah, they kind of like they verify like a job verification. They'll call and verify that, you know, this so-and-so works there, and this is the amount of pay that they make, and you are in put in a pool of people, and you meet other people. They also have like events. It's like dating. And lady that was defending the site, because it was the argument, is this prostitution, legalized prostitution, or is this really dating? She said, no, it's dating, because you go on a date with your sugar daddy, and, you know, what happens after that, really, we don't, because you're actually dating and meeting. It's like a date site.
Exactly, because there's that variety. Oh, sorry, Nicole.
No, go ahead, Carissa.
Oh, I was just saying, again, the sugar daddy, sugar baby dynamic is constantly changing, because there are women out there who may not consider themselves sugar babies, but do only look for men who will be able to take care of them, who do earn a certain amount. So if they do, if they're out there trolling for those men and they start dating, would you still consider it a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship, but maybe he doesn't even know? Like, it's gone to the extreme where he doesn't even realize he's a sugar daddy, or you know, they may not realize they're sugar babies, but it is the same dynamic, just
that's
not an explicit form of it.
That is an excellent point, Karishma, because you definitely want to, if you're going to date, you want to pursue someone who is on your level or above that can, you know, lift you. So, yeah, you know, I definitely don't want to date someone who is doing, you know, worse than I am. So I definitely am looking for someone who is, you know, definitely financially secure or better. So great. That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah, so, wow, I guess it just all depends on what you believe and what side of the fence that you stand on, you know. So,
exactly.
you know, and there's nothing wrong with any of it. It's just, you know, how you get down and, you know, like, I don't think, you know.
Happens, you know, like the economy changes and, you know, things changes. So what happens when you want to leave? What happens? How do you approach your sugar person, daddy or sugar mama, for a raise?
For a raise?
Well, I mean, I don't know. At that point, I guess if they're paying for you steadily over a certain amount of time, I guess at some point it's probably not a hard thing to do to ask for more money or increase in whatever benefits or whatever it is that you're seeking, you know, once you get to
or
a certain
you
level and you can
decrease
notice
the value
person.
Once they have you.
Right. I mean,
yeah, yeah. So, that's so good. That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm at a loss with this.
It's so many dynamics. It's just so many levels to this thing. And what happens, I know, like, I want to see the people that really benefit, the people that really, really go to college.
Right.
And,
Exactly. Wait, ladies, you want a good laugh? I'm going to tell you about my sugar daddy. And I thought back then I was doing something. I was nowhere near what is going on today. So I'm like in my early 20s. I have a son. He's like a few years old. There was a barber. I'm not going to mention his name in my township, but he really loved me. He thought I was hot. Now, he was compared to, you guys remember Coming to America and the boyfriend with the California curl or whatever. That's exactly what he looked like. Hair like that. But he was probably like 50 years old, and here I am, like 24 or something. So I used to be able to go and get free haircuts for my son. He never charged me, you know, for his services of cutting my son's hair. Plus, I had the VIP status where I can call ahead of time and be like, well, I need to come in and have my son's haircut. And I would come in and I wouldn't have to wait. And, you know, he would every now and then give me money. And I ain't talking about thousands of dollars. I'm talking about $50 here. And I thought I was bawling, but I never, ever slept with him. I never did none of that stuff. And then years later, because this went on for, like, years, and somebody that I knew, a male friend of mine, was like, oh, so you know so-and-so is going around clowning you in the barbershop. You know how barbershops are, ladies. It's just like,
yeah.
You know, when you go to your hairdresser, you know, mm-hmm. It's a lot of conversation that goes on. So this man was clowning me to his other clients, telling his clients that I was all up on him, loved him, and that he was knocking my boots. And I was like, oh, hell to the no. Because if you had to see him, he was gross. Like, his nickname was McGilla Gorilla. And I was like, ain't no way in hell. So, of course, I stopped that immediately, and I even started going to a different barber. But, you know, it's just to get a laugh. Like, I'm really, like, my whole point was I really think, I was thinking because I'm getting $50 here, $100 there, you know, and then he would buy me an outfit, I was really doing something. And to see where it is, like, right now, where I wasn't getting my mortgage paid or my car paid, same as paid, there's definitely levels to this, and I was definitely on the curb. So mm-hmm. I would have a lot more work to do. Like, I would definitely need to elevate my game, or who I thought was a sugar daddy may not have been a sugar daddy. I don't even know if you would call him a sugar daddy.
Maybe a sugar daddy in training? I don't know.
In training. Oh, my
maybe,
God. Yeah,
like you don't talk about your client stuff. And
It's just crazy.
You're definitely not a gold digger at all. But we're going to get into Gold Digger by Kanye West. Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
She takes my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
She
broke.
Give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Broke.
I got a
girl, go ahead, get down. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy what can't. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, he gon' make it to a beans out of that passion. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week it's a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's calling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows. Singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim. Tune into thelovezoneusa.com, and I'll talk with you soon.
Tune in every Friday with DJ Tony Diamond and the Tony Diamond Cocktail. Tune in every Friday, 8 to 9. Welcome back, ladies, with this topic. Oh, my goodness, sugar daddies. Now, ladies, I wanted to, you know, just bring it down to, like, a serious point. Like, Nicole, you made a good point when you said that there's a risk. Like, you really don't know who you're meeting online. It's a lot of these sites where they introduce you. How I think it's always good if you're dating online just to let, like, maybe a family member or a bestie to know that you are going to meet somebody. It is online.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case, because you never know.
True. Yes. No, it is very scary. Dating online is one of the scariest things possible because you have no idea. And it's exactly like if you've all watched the show Catfish, it's crazy how many there are that are really into these fake personalities that they have out there, you know. So it's always important to be safe and making sure people know where you're going if you're meeting someone for the first time.
Absolutely. You know, and to that point, ladies, a show like Catfish, which exposes people, it still happens, which is amazing to me. Even though we're fully aware that this can go on, people still get sucked into this. So that's astounding in itself. So you definitely have to be careful and, definitely be safe. And, you know, and I always say go with your intuition, and if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right, and just don't proceed.
Definitely meet
and
as a first date in a public place and stuff like that.
But, ladies, you guys always try to sidestep me, and I'm not having it because I'm talking listeners, we're talking to very two beautiful women. Now, come on. Like, you guys ain't going to sit up here and try to get under the radar and tell me that you've never been in a position where you yourself could have been a sugar baby. Come on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I could never.
Okay.
You know, strangely, only guys that I meet and have dated was CEOs. So I've never said that I couldn't be. It's not the thing for me. I'm kind of a personality control. I have to be in control. But, of course, you get all the time, even in the industry. You get things thrown at you. I could do this for you, do that for you. You know what's best for you. And for me, it's the way I was raised and my integrity. And just I like working for mine. Because if I get upset and things don't work out, I don't want anybody trying to take anything from me, you know? So that's my take on it. Like, of course, it's always available. It's just what's best for you and that particular situation would not work for me.
Exactly. And, I mean, as I was doing, you know, research and reading articles about sugar babies, there were times where I was like, wait a minute, am I a sugar baby or have I been a sugar baby? I'm like, I did not know that I was one.
Right.
Now I'm doing research. I'm like, oh, wait,
you were kept
there. I'm like checking off things off my list. Like, this makes sense. This makes sense. And I think I really did find out that I was probably a sugar baby several times and just didn't really realize it. Not in that sense. I've been spoiled a lot, but I don't think, you know, when you think of sugar baby, sugar daddy, especially because we've discussed here on the show that there are so many different dynamics. There's a difference when someone's just giving you cash and you're thinking, okay, you know, and then when someone's just buying you presents and pampering you because you think, oh, it's just, you know, because I'm so amazing and they love me so much. They just want to buy me all these wonderful things. And I I'll spend time with them because they're kind of cute. Now, I didn't date any ugly sugar daddies. Now, that's one thing for sure. It wasn't anyone who I was like, oh, I'm repulsed, but you're going to buy me these presents.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, I'm on that next level of sugar baby, sugar daddy. Like, everyone be attractive. Like,
hey, to my defense, I was young, dumb, and in my 20s, okay? So, you know, I was getting it how I could get it. And at that time, it was a free haircut every week. So, heck, I took it. Oh, my God. My ladies are funny.
That is adorable. That is so funny. But I mean, I can't stop laughing. It's true. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think I would mess up as a sugar baby. I really, really do. Because if I get angry and, you know, I want something when I want it, and it's, you know, you can't get, because you have, of course, they have other relationships, like serious relationships. I think a lot of these people are married. And this is, you know, another relationship. You say, I'm spoiled. I want you to get to me and when I want you to get to me. So that way it works.
Right.
Because you can only see them at certain times. So that would be a problem for me. Like, you know, I want to go to the mall with you. I want you to sit with me in the movies. Yeah, we got an arrangement, but I want you, like, that wouldn't work in a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship.
Well, right, because there's those sugar daddies that are probably like, okay, you know, maybe they don't have a lot of money to spend, so they only get, you know, you get what you pay for kind of deal. But there's also dynamics where, you know, I feel like most of the people who I've dated have always been, you know, more well off than I have, and so they've pampered me quite a bit. And I haven't been in the married sugar daddy section. Mine have all just been solely committed to me. Now it just sounds like I'm describing rich boyfriends. So now I'm really confused if I'm a sugar baby, if I just dated. Like, I'm like, I'm not really sure. So I don't really know what to classify myself as now.
I mean, yeah, but I did date
it.
A rapper.
Oh.
Very, very. I dated a lot of rappers, but not like that. But at that point in time, I was just like so not into. I was a young singer and model. You know, I was modeling and then she was very, very young. So this rapper, I wouldn't say I was a sugar baby because I could care less. Like, he would buy me sneakers and had to buy my sister sneakers, too. So was she a sugar baby, too? Like, we're twins. So
sugar baby in law.
It was weird. So I just told him, I was just like, I could never date you. And he's like, but he said his name. I'm so-and-so, and I was just like, but my dad would kill you because I can't have a boyfriend. So it would never work. Does that count as a sugar person relationship? I don't know.
like exchange. I mean, I said the gifts.
So okay, let's explore this. So he was buying you gifts. I mean, you let him know, like, okay, I can't see you, I can't date you, but
yeah,
you know, he was still buying nice things for you. Yeah, you better put a little bit of a sugar baby there, Tiana. What do you think of this?
A sugar baby.
That's the borderline sugar baby is what we're diagnosing.
Yeah. It's a little bit baby.
That's funny.
So for everyone at home, all you listeners, reevaluate all your relationships and let us know if you are maybe a partial sugar baby or sugar daddy and just haven't realized it until we opened your eyes today on the Girlfriend Network.
Exactly. That's what we do. Hey, we inform.
And definitely now with the sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship, I mean, at some time, like, they get intimate. But if you catch feelings, like being one woman, you catch feelings. What if that happens? And you have, how do you separate yourself?
That's a whole different show. Oh, my God. Part two. Because then it's like, okay, so is it just you or is there other people involved now? Like, does that qualify you? Now are you like a side? Like, what is going on? Like, you know, hey, what's, like, the difference between sugar baby side and, you know, come on, ladies. Like I said, whole nother show. Opinions and your thoughts, what do you think?
I just, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. I couldn't separate.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't separate. Because if you care about the person, even if they're a sugar person, like, how do you take out your feelings, because you know what, I'm an emotional woman.
Exactly.
I like to feel everything.
Exactly.
What I'm feeling, and I'm very vocal. So even if you're a sugar person or a daddy or a baby, you know, we have to have some type of, like, relationship where we relate to each other, despite, because that's who I am as a person. How do you, when you start getting intimate and you start to care about this person, could you still take the money?
I think that's the difference between being, having that, knowing that between the sugar baby and sugar daddy, that is strictly what it is. It's, you know, she or he is only doing it for the money, and the other person is only doing it for maybe sexual satisfaction or whatever they want to do it for. And then there's a difference between people who are in relationships and solely dating one person, but still expecting them to provide them that lifestyle. And maybe the sugar daddy is like, okay, you know, I really like this person, but I understand that they need to be supported and I want to support them because I care about them. So it is that borderline between strictly being about money and then being about having a relationship and wanting to take care of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
With a mix of, you know, only dating someone because they can be, like, that's a criteria. Some people like a sense of humor. Some people want financial security.
Excellent point. We just want to thank, we got to close the show, guys. I know we hate it. It's a good topic. But thank you guys for tuning in with us. This is a beautiful, beautiful topic. Just writing out will be Neo featuring Juicy J, She Knows. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Have a great week.
Yeah, Your boy Juicy J, C-Bang.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Juicy got bigger.
Yeah.
I keep me two chicks, like my homie Jack Tripp.
Uh-huh.
I shoot in their face, like that boy Reggie Miller. And I kill that
feel,
like my name Jack the Rip.
Rap.
Baby, I'm horny, and I ain't too proud of big. Instead, show me the big. Early morning, breakfast, and who? And I got Tina, Tasha, and Toya. I call them the triple threat. All these thoughts they be soaking with. It's the first night these freaks met.
You know, from the moment she turned around. She know how to back it up and drop it down. She know she what all the fellas looking at. Cause they know there's a song come on, it's a rap. Yeah. And she loves the attention that she gets when she moves. Yeah.
Now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talk. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top up like Mardi Gras. All that cake, come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I can watch all my children. Hit it so long that you might lose feeling. With her legs in her ear, she can walk on the ceiling.
Then I know she loves the attention. And she gets when she moves. Showing out with her homegirls. And she got me watching too, girl. And she knows.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.